Frank spotted a dim shape moving slowly, quietly among the trees. He didn't need a look at the man to know he was up to no good. Frank thumbed back the hammer on his rifle, waiting for the man to show himself again. Tin Pan Rushing hit someone with his sharps. Frank knew the sound of the old buffalo gun. He was more than a little surprised the mountain man would throw in with Frank's personal fight. Two muzzle flashes winked in the darkness from trees near the clearing. The crack of both bullets and the fingers of red flame gave Frank a target. He squeezed off around at a fading flash of light. Frank ejected the spent shell, levering another into the Winchester as fast as he could while ducking behind the tree as the voice fell silent.
Is that you, Charlie?
Now Frank was certain some of Ned Pine's men were sent to look for Charles Bowers.
Yeah, it's me! Is that you, Ned?
It's Tony! How come there's two of you shooting at us? You shot Sam and Buster just now!
My cousin Clarence came up from Durango. We met on the trail. We didn't know who it was out there. Come on down to the fire. We got coffee.
That don't sound like you, Charlie. Did you kill Frank Morgan?
Put a hole right through his chest. Sorry about shooting Sam and Buster. Come on down. We'll get the fire going again.
Bullshit! It must be you, Morgan.
Morgan's dead, like I told you. I didn't plan on riding up to the cabin in this storm. Me and Clarence shot a wild turkey hen. Walk on down here and have some.
You still don't sound like Charlie.
It's cold. What the hell are you so scared of, Tony?
Scared of being tricked. And I never heard you make mention of no cousin by the name of Clarence.
I'm Charlie's cousin. I don't know who the hell you are, but you gotta be crazy to stand out in cold and snow. We got coffee and roasted turkey. Now come on in.
Let me check on Sam and Buster first. I can hear Buster groaning over yonder. Ned ain't gonna like it when he finds out you shot down two of us.
It's dark.
Frank readied his rifle.
How the hell am I supposed to know who it was?
You don't sound like Charlie Bowers to me. I've been riding with Charlie for nearly 3 years. I'd know his voice if I was hearing it.
I'll walk up there and prove it to you. I can't tell where you are. Show yourself, and I'll come up.
A dark silhouette moved in the wall of snow and pine trunks. Frank brought his Winchester sights up, steadying the gun against his shoulder.
I see you now, Tony. Just wait right there for me, and we'll see to Sam and Buster.
He squeezed the trigger. The man, partly hidden by trees, flipped over on his back without making a sound.
Nice shot, Morgan. Couldn't have done it no better myself.
Frank stepped around the pine.
It was mighty nice of him to walk out and introduce himself. Some men are so stupid it makes you wonder how they stayed alive long enough to grow out of diapers.
Well, one of them ain't dead yet.
I'm always real careful.
They walked with their backs to the wind and snow.
One that's moaning is over here.
I hear him.
Frank covered their progress with his peacemaker.
Hope he ain't in good enough shape to use his gun.
He won't be.
The first body they came to was a stumpy cowboy wearing a sheepskin coat. He lay in a patch of bloody snow. His chest was still.
Oh, this is the fella I shot.
I got the one who called himself Tony. He's farther to the right.
Frank looked to the east.
This one and Tony don't have any more to share. I can hear the last one making some noise.
Yeah, that'd be Sam or Buster.
Well, whatever his name is, I'm gonna make him talk to me if he's able.
They set out for the groaning sounds. A dark lump lay in the snow. Frank could hear horses in the trees about 100 yards away, stamping a hoof now and then, made nervous by the gunshots. They came to the body of a man lying on his back, his mouth open, a rifle held loosely in his right hand. Tin Pan lit a small railroad conductor's lantern. Yellow light and tree trunk shadows wavered across the snow as he raised his lantern higher to cast more light. Frank knelt beside the man. Tin Pan held the lantern above his head.
Howdy, friend.
Buster's pain-glazed eyes moved to Frank's face.
You ain't Charlie.
Nope. Sure as hell ain't Charlie. Mr. Bowers and I met back on the trail. I shot him. Put him on his horse, headed for Durango. 50 hard miles in a storm like this. A man would bet long odds against him making it all that way in the shape he's in. Probably dead by now. But I gave him the chance to live, if he's tough enough to make that ride to Durango.
You're Frank Morgan.
I am.
We thought it was Charlie's fire we seen.
The light from Tin Pan's lantern showed the pain on Buster's face. A bullet hole in his chest leaked blood, and by the amount of blood coming from Buster's mouth, Frank knew the bullet had pierced a lung.
I need to know about Ned Pine's hideout and my son, Conrad Browning. My boy okay?
Ned's gonna kill him after he lures you up there so he can kill you.
I'm a hard man to kill, Buster. How many men Pine got with him?
Maybe 13 more. You ain't got a chance, Morgan. If Ned don't get you himself, then Lyle or Slade will. They're guarding your boy. Lyle is as good with a gun as any man on earth. Slade's just as good. Oh, Jesus, my chest hurts. I can't hardly breathe.
He coughed up blood, shivering, unable to move his limbs.
How many men are guarding the entrance into the canyon?
To hell with you, Morgan! Find out yourself!
Frank brought the barrel of the peacemaker down to Buster's mouth and held the muzzle against his gritted teeth.
I'm only gonna ask you one more time, Buster, and then I'm gonna blow the top of your head off. How many men are guarding the entrance to the canyon?
Buster stared at the pistol in Frank's hand.
I'm gonna die anyway. I'll freeze to death if I don't bleed to death first. I need some whiskey.
I got whiskey in my saddlebag. Good Kentucky sour mash, too. Now, I'm not saying I'd waste any of it on you, but your chances are better if you tell me what I want to know about who's guarding the entrance to that canyon.
Josh. Josh and Arnie are watching a canyon from a rock pile at the top.
Has Ned or any of the others injured my boy?
Ned slapped him around some. Ned's after you. He swore he was gonna kill you. He won't kill your boy until he sees you lying dead someplace.
God damn. That Pine's a rotten bastard to hold a kid as bait like he's doing.
Give me some of that whiskey like you promised.
Frank removed the muzzle of the peacemaker away from Buster's mouth.
I didn't promise you anything, Buster. Only said I had some in my saddlebags. I think I'll save my whiskey for a better occasion. Be ashamed to waste good sour mash on a man who's gonna be dead in just a few minutes.
You bastard!
I've been called worse, but I've never been called wasteful. I grew up mighty poor. Pouring whiskey into a dying man is damn sure a waste of the distiller's fine art.
Are you gonna leave me here to die?
Blood bubbled from Buster's lips.
Could put a bullet through your brain. You won't be cold or hurt anymore.
That'd be murder!
Ned and the rest of you killed my wife. That was murder. In case you don't read the Bible, it says to take an eye for an eye.
You ain't got no conscience, Morgan.
I got no conscience when it comes to killing men who'd kill women and harm kids who can't defend themselves. Tell the truth. Killing you and Pine and all his gang will be a downright pleasure.
Frank stood up, bolstering his Colt.
Put me on my horse, Morgan. Give me a fighting chance to live.
Don't appear you can sit a horse, Buster. But if you want, I can tie you across your saddle.
Tin Pan shook his head.
Hell, Morgan, this some bitch is already dead. Leave him where he lays. Have you forgot that him and his partners just tried to kill you?
I'm a forgiving man. Just because some gunslick tries to take away all you have or all you're ever gonna have don't mean you can't show any forgiveness for what he tried to do.
He gazed down at Buster for a time.
Are you truly sorry you tried to kill me?
Hell no. If I'd had the right shot at you, it'd be you laying in this snow with a hole in your guts.
Frank glanced over at Tin Pan.
See what I mean? We got a killer here with no remorse. I think I'll just leave him here to die slow. We'll take all the horses and deliver him to Ned Pine. Send them right into the canyon with empty saddles. A little message from me. The fight just started.
Sure fight.
Frank slapped the old mountain man on the shoulder.
I'm glad I had you siding with me. You dropped that outlaw quicker than snuff makes spit.
Yeah, well, it was the coffee. A man who offered a stranger a cup of coffee with brown sugar in it way up in these slopes? He deserves a helping hand.
Let's fetch their horses down to our picket line. Feel free to take any of their guns you want. Where they're going, they won't need a pistol or a rifle.
You reckon we could add a splash of that Kentucky sour mash to that next cup of coffee? Hmm?
You can have all of it you want.
Buster's feet began to twitch in death throes.
You see what I was talking about? It would have been a waste of good bottled spirits to pour even one drop into a dead man. What makes a printer from Indiana get filled with wanderlust for the mountains?
Frank and Tin Pan drank coffee laced with whiskey after the outlaw's horses were tied in the trees along with Frank's animals and the mule.
Dreaming, I reckon. Saw 10 types of the Rockies and just knew I had to see them for myself.
And you plan to pay for it by panning for gold in these high mountain streams?
Oh, there was a gold rush on back then. Men were finding gold nuggets as big as marbles.
But you never found any.
Not even a flake of placid gold. This country was panned out by the time I got here. The only other way is to dig into these rocky slopes, and hell, I never was much for using a pick and a shovel.
So you turned to trapping?
That's a living. I'm happy up here, just me and old Martha for company. Had me a ute squaw once, only she ran off with a miner who had gold in his purse.
I owe Martha a sack of corn. She heard this bad bunch sneaking up on us.
Yeah, Martha earns her keep. She could tote 300 pounds of cured pelts, and she don't ever complain. Once in a while, she gets on me and won't cross a creek if it's up in the banks, but I reckon that just shows good sense.
You don't get lonely up here?
Oh, hell no. There's a few of us old mountain men still prowling these peaks. We get together once in a while, swap tails, catch up, you know?
I think I understand. I got a dog. Call him Wolf. He's better company than most humans. I had him for a spell.
Yeah, same goes for Martha.
Tin Pan glanced into the pines where his mule and the horses were tied.
She's right decent company. When she ain't in the mood to kick me if I don't get the pack saddle on just right.
I want you to know I'm grateful for you helping me with those gunmen.
Tin Pan gave him a steady gaze.
You're taking on too much, Morgan. Trying to go after 13 more of them all by your lonesome.
Don't have much of a choice. They're holding my son hostage. I can't turn my back on it.
Tin Pan thought for a moment.
Yeah, maybe you do have a choice.
How's that?
I might just throw in with you to help get that boy yours away from Ned Pine. I ain't no gunfighter, but I could damn sure shoot a rifle. If I find a spot on the rim of that canyon, I could take a few of them down with my sharps.
It isn't your fight, but I'm grateful for the offer.
I've been in fights that wasn't mine before. Let me study on it some. I'll let you know in the morning what I decided to do. And I'm gonna have to ask Martha about it, because she don't like loud noises.
Josh Winslow and Arnie Sims sat inside a circle of boulders above the mouth of Lone Pine Canyon. Winslow was wanted in New Mexico territory for bank robbery and murder. Sims had warrants out for him for murder in Arkansas and Texas.
Whew, it's cold up here.
Damn right it is. Ned said we couldn't have no fire on account of Morgan. He might see the flames or smell the smoke.
Morgan's probably dead by now.
Then where the hell is Charlie? And how come we ain't seen Hyde or Hare or Sam and Buster and Tony?
Charlie most likely made it to camp to wait out this storm. Same goes for the others. A horse don't travel too good into a wind full of snow.
Charlie didn't have no provisions with him, just some whiskey and jerky. He'd ride hard for the cabin if he could, I'm sure of it.
You're saying Frank Morgan got Charles Bowers? Nobody ever put so much as a nick in Charlie's hide. He's the most careful man I ever knowed.
All the same, he should have been here by now. It's damn near dawn. The others should have been back. I got a bad feeling about this.
Josh took a pint bottle of whiskey out of his coat.
Whew. Here, have some more red-eye. It'll make waiting easier. Roger and Jerry are supposed to come up here to relieve us after it gets light.
Arnie took the bottle and drank a thirsty gulp.
This here's the best invention since the gun, Josh. Man can't hardly live without it. I sure as hell hope them boys down at the cabin don't drink the rest all up before we get there.
Whiskey helps.
Josh peered over the top of a boulder at the snow-laden mouth of the canyon below.
Hell, ain't nobody in his right mind gonna ride through this wind and snowfall tonight.
How come Ned's so dead set on killing Morgan?
It goes back to Ned and Victor killing Morgan's woman. He came after him. Morgan killed a bunch of men in Van Bergen's gang and some boys who rode out with Ned. Ned and Victor ain't never got over it. They want revenge for what Morgan did to him.
Sounds like Morgan's one with a reason for revenge, if you ask me. That was before I throwed in with Ned. I was just coming up from Fort Smith at the time.
I was there. Morgan's a killer. A damn good shootist.
I used to hear stories about him. That was years ago before I took up the outlaw trail. Folks said he was meaner than a longhorn bull on the prod. And nobody was any faster with a six gun.
He's just a man. You can kill damn near any sumbitch if you go about it right.
I hope Charlie got him.
Yeah, maybe they killed each other.
That could be what's taking Sam and the others so long, looking for the bodies in all this snow.
Josh leaned back against the rock with a blanket thrown over him.
You know, that kid of Morgan's ain't got any backbone. When Ned started knocking him around, he cried like a damn sugar tit baby.
I'll agree he ain't much. Makes a man wonder why Morgan would go to all this trouble.
I figure Morgan's dead by now. Soon as Ned is satisfied, we can kill the kid and head back south where it's warmer. Rob a few banks and trains. This here cold weather don't agree with me.
Hurts my joints. I hate this cold. Soon as this business with Morgan is over, Ned promised we'd head for the Mexican border so we can get ourselves some pretty senoritas. That damn sure sounds good on a night like this, sitting up here at the top of this canyon without no fire. We're liable to freeze to death.
It's gonna be light soon. Whew, that fire and that potbelly down at the cabin, it sure is gonna feel good.
Josh closed his eyes, pulling his hat brim over his face.
You keep an eye on that canyon mouth for a spell. I'm gonna try and get some shut-eye.
It's too damn cold to sleep. Pass me back that whiskey so I can stay warm.